what that means. Right.
No, you're good. You're good. Right. Jump in there. You know what? Shut up. Welcome back to Is This Going to Cause an Argument? I am Angel Lakita Moore Tanksley, and beside me, what's your name, y'all?
My name is Marcus Tankley, a.k.a. Big Marcus, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. Show
You
enough.
Got too many AKAs is what the Show AKA enough. Is. Sorry for the banging in the background. We have the twins inside their high chairs to keep them from being terrorists.
They was really quiet for 30 minutes before this started.
But it takes time for us to get this together. If you could see us visually, you'll see that we have our pop guards up now, so maybe the sound will be better.
Yes.
If it's not, I
don't know how my voice could possibly get any.
Okay, so first let me say,
this for the record, I hate the sound of my voice.
First let me say thank you to everybody who has been tuning in to our podcast, not just on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, but those of you all who have been listening on SoundCloud. Also know that this is also available on iTunes. Yes, I figured out how to get it up. So we are now on SoundCloud and iTunes. Feel free to subscribe to either or both. And if you want to see some of the extra video that we have, the extra footage that's only in video, please subscribe to That Chick Angel TV. These are uploaded every Wednesday. Again, yeah. I said this is episode number 5.
Number 5.
This is this episode number 5. So we're going strong, people. Thank you so much for just, you know, encouraging us and really engaging us, because we're enjoying ourselves. You enjoying yourself?
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. We're going to try to get the Obamas on here.
Oh.
Yeah, that's my goal. Michelle, B, holler at me.
I'm going to send this to him. I'm going to send him this MP3.
Honey, look at this guy.
Oh, look at him. So today we are going to talk about marriage after children.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So again,
There is a thing.
I always do a quick recap. Me and Marcus have been married for 8.5 years. It'll be 9 years in July, July 14th to be exact. And we have a total of 3 boys. We have a 6-year-old little boy named Marcus Anthony Tanksley II. And then we have 2 twins, and their names are Kai and Sai. And those are the little...
the loud ones you hear in the background.
Yes, and then we also, you know, little Marcus, he is always in some. He's actually right beside us right now, trying to get into the shot. Oh, saying hello. Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Bye.
Get out of here. Go. We got Supreme in the backyard. That's where Marcus is sleeping tonight with Supreme.
So we were married for how long before? I think we were married for 2 years before we had the baby. We were pregnant after 1 year.
Yeah.
And then year 2 is when we had him, like a month and a half after our second year anniversary.
So everything looked real perfect.
Yeah, it looked like
we
planned
this. Oh, they doing
everything
just right.
Like, oh, they got married, then they bought a house, and then they had a baby.
Yeah.
But that is not how we actually came along. My husband was not responsible enough to make sure my birth control was in my mouth every morning for me to...
that must make all the sense in the world to everybody.
Well, you know what? It should be that way, because us women have to go through the fact that these hormones are being pumped through our bodies, making us feel crazy.
Oh, whatever. Y'all go crazy anyway. It ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. You know what the common denominator is? You. Man.
All right. You probably right, but y'all like us. Somebody like
you're
it.
You're a necessary evil. Is
well,
what it is.
That, so is that pill.
So I had almost most months I would forget to take at least 1, maybe 2 pills. So, you know,
you got to understand the potency of my bloodline.
The potency hadn't kicked in prior to then, so shush.
But it did kick in.
It kicked in then, but it hadn't kicked in prior to then.
I wasn't trying.
Oh, you were trying then?
Yeah, we was a year in, so I was like, I got to make sure this chick know what she's dealing with.
Is that right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Make sure the flame was still burning.
Do you see what I mean when I say he thinks he's hysterical when he's not?
I thought that was funny. I didn't expect anybody else to find that funny.
They could hear that hearty laugh that you gave.
Yeah.
Anyway,
don't be mad because I amuse myself and you can't amuse me.
I amuse you all the time. So my husband, in the year of 20...
Husband has a D at the end.
What did I do?
Husband.
My husband. Yeah. So I got this explosive stop, see? I can do that now. Before, it would have busted the mic. So back in 2009 in January when we came back home from Kentucky. And I was actually, I felt sick when we were in Kentucky for Christmas. It was like, it was December 2008. We came back. So it was the new year, 2009. And Marcus was like, I'm worried about you. Like,
no, I was like, I'm always thinking about you and I'm worried about you. Like, are you doing okay? I was overly concerned about her for no reason.
And he's never concerned about me.
Ever.
Ever. He could care less.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to, like, to a bad neighborhood in just booty shorts? Well, you'll be fine.
Pick me up some food if you make it out.
They probably make some good wings
out
there.
Nah, it was more of like just a really concern, like constantly checking up on her, like, hope everything's okay with her. Just, I don't know. It was weird. And I kept, and I brought up like two or three times, like, I think you're pregnant.
Yeah, he kept saying that, and I was like, whatever, my period is coming. Don't.
Y'all saying it before Kentucky, wasn't it?
No. No, you didn't say it before. You said it when I got back. Because in Kentucky, I just started a diet. I said, I'm not going to wait for the new year.
We were sitting around talking with friends around tables, talking about, none of us have kids. We ain't having no kids. Yeah, we having,
like,
fun.
Yeah, I was like, we going to have a good time. We ain't have no kids right now. And I had gotten twisted that holiday season. I was drinking, learning Beyonce Single Ladies. And then when January 1st hit, that's when I started my diet. But then I thought, then I couldn't do the diet. I was feeling sick. I was like, oh, I don't feel good.
And again, I think you're pregnant. And I got the you know how you squinch up, whatever, ain't nobody pregnant. Why you keep saying it?
Yeah, like not near a clue. So it was actually January. Those are the babies. They just making noise. So it was January. When's Wendell's birthday? Is it January the 8th or 9th? It was Wendell's birthday. Our friend Wendell's birthday. I went out to lunch with a breakfast for him with him, and I had promised Marcus I'll take a pregnancy test
just
so you
to
can
shut
quit.
You up. Yeah.
So you can leave me the hell alone about if I'm pregnant. So I was in a Vons. No, was it Vons? Yeah, I was in a Vons grocery store, and
the best place to discover pregnancy with the rest of the rats.
And I went into their restroom because I couldn't hold my pee.
Somebody left. First of all, just because you
right. So I'm in Vons and I go into the bathroom and I pee on the pee stick and I sit it down on top of the where the toilet paper rolls are held. And I went to get me toilet paper, and before I could even get the toilet paper to myself, I look and I see the line that says "you're pregnant," like the extra line. Yeah.
Apparently, and something's wrong with this thing.
No, I screamed so loud in that bathroom stall. I hollered. I was like, somebody else is pissed and jumped up out of this toilet and got onto this stick. What are these pregnant people? Yeah, I completely lost it. So I then tried to go to a couple of clinics. I finally found a clinic that would just give me a pregnancy test right then and there. Everybody else wanted to know my business because they thought I was, like, you know, really low income, and even though I was in my mind. So there was finally a place that was
nobody's low income. The most stable job you ever had.
I knew it was coming to an end. I was on ER at the time, and I've been on the show for 3 years, but I knew it was the last season. So I was just like, no. So I peed in a cup. They put the strip in it, and the strip turned the color immediately. And she was like, if it's blue, you're pregnant. What color is it? And I wanted to be like, B-I-T-C-H, bloop. You see it's blue. So okay. I called my husband, and he was like, I'm crying. And he's like, oh, well, what you want to do? Like, we teenagers. Like, we teenagers. I was like, what you mean, what we gonna do? We about to have a daggone baby. I still remember it vividly, as you
and
can
then
tell.
Everybody else we tell, like, laughs. Like, mama's like, everybody laugh. Like, oh, y'all gonna have a baby.
No, and I cried even harder when I talked to his mother, because she was like, oh, now I can move y'all back to Kentucky. And I was like, oh, my God. I don't want to go. Like, I was so nervous that was what Marcus's thinking was, okay, well, we're having a kid. We can't do that out here in California. We're going back to Kentucky.
Yeah, because ain't nobody randomly getting shot in Kentucky.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
I was being sarcastic.
I was like, yes, they are. So, yeah, 9 months later, we had our precious first child. So that kind of speeds you up to then. And then we decided when he was 5 years old that we were like, it's not one and
either
done.
We're gonna have, either we're going to have one more or this is it.
It's like now or never.
The line in the sand. Like, what are we gonna do?
So we decided, let's do this.
Try for a girl.
I had an IUD. I went to the doctor's office, had him take it out. We got pregnant immediately, and lo and behold, we found out we were having twins. And God decided not to give me
that bloodline.
So we had twin boys, Kai and Sai. All right, so Marcus.
God was like, stupid.
Yeah, no girl for you. But so Marcus, my first question for you is, what was your favorite thing about being married prior to having kids?
Freedom. A lot of people, to be honest, it was freedom. It was a lot of people saying, oh, once you get married, you don't have the freedom anymore. That's bull. But freedom, being able to just do what you wanted to when you wanted to. For however long you wanted to, that's what it is. It's point blank.
Okay, now I would say the exact same thing. The freedom was a huge part, but I'm going to give some diversity in our answer. I would say I miss both of our bodies prior to having kids. Like, I feel like I was way more snatched, and you had just put on all that good muscle weight. I mean, I still like your body the way it is now.
Yeah, I don't. I got daddy weight now.
It's so cute, though. It's cute daddy weight. It's so adorable.
I don't want no cute daddy weight.
Why?
I want snatching hoes weight.
And I want snatched hoes weight.
I had a V.
Yeah, you had the sexy V.
I kept six-pack residue. It wasn't full six-pack.
He called it residue. That's what he called it. You see the residue.
Yeah, you see a residue. It was like... I wasn't ashamed to take my shirt off in public. Let's just say that.
You still be taking it off.
I do, but I'd rather swim with a t-shirt on.
And yeah, I feel like, let me just swim in these sweats. It's fine. It's okay. So I missed that. I did not really realize what good of shape that I was in the times that I was in really great shape until I was so far from it.
I seen a picture the other day.
Of who?
You.
Why are you saying like so?
No,
like
I forgot that. I forgot to.
What was it?
If
you can find where it's at, I can insert it into the video.
Denora and I think Breisha, y'all was in Vegas. Y'all was at a party somewhere. You had on a two piece. Maybe I wasn't in Vegas. Ain't no telling where y'all was at.
Oh, are you talking about for my birthday party?
I
Vegas?
Guess. I don't know.
Did I have braids? I had on a swimsuit. Yeah, that was after little Marcus.
Yeah.
I was looking real nice, wasn't I? Ah, I worked hard to get that body, and then the twins jacked it all up again. That's all right.
Jacking this.
This podcast. Yeah. Quit. But I'm on Weight Watchers, so hopefully I'll drop the weight. Okay, so what is your favorite thing about marriage after having kids?
The kids. I mean,
we have babies that are underneath our table where we're recording
it without him hurting himself. Back up. They're entertaining.
The kids are entertaining.
Yes, they're very entertaining. Like I could literally come off work, just sit here and just watch these fools because they are plum fools.
They're
hilarious. And I mean, of course, just having them, they are my babies.
Oh, that sounded so cute. Oh, that makes me want to give you a little extra nooker. And you know what? That's what I thought you were going to say. That your favorite thing to before having kids was.
We're going to get to that.
My favorite thing is I feel like our partnership has gotten stronger, and I think the cracks in our partnership show a little stronger, so we can easily point out what we need to work on. But I feel like our partnership is
so can everybody else. Like, y'all should probably work on that. We don't have nothing.
yeah. But the next question is, what do you feel like is the biggest difference? So we've already talked about what our favorite thing was and what we missed, but what do you feel like is the biggest difference? What I will say is sex is the biggest difference with
kids. What I was gonna say. That's what I remember I told you I realized why people with more kids have more kids, like more than just one.
Why?
When they finally get that alone time, they ain't holding back nothing.
So they're like, nothing.
Yeah, we ain't protecting nothing. We gonna get it in and make it as best as we can because these are few and far between. So then when you have two, and you get pregnant, you have another one. The next thing you know, you four kids in, and you wondering how the hell does somebody with four kids have a fifth? That's how. That's exactly how.
It's such a
and they can say,
shot.
Oh, no, we've been trying. No, you ain't been trying. You've been trying to get alone.
My answer is the sex. It's not as frequent, and it's different. That's what I would say.
Yeah, it's a damn mission.
It is.
It's a Navy SEAL mission. Dang.
It is. It is really complex and
yeah, we used to be all over this house. Living room, kitchen.
He used to have this. Well, we
hallway.
Have this, we still have this African drum that he
used. You remember that? That was an accident. That was a pure joke at first.
Yeah, somebody picked up on the joke.
Yeah.
He had this drum that he...
No, it was a joke then. And then I realized, oh, this is kind of nice.
No. It was a joke between me and you. It was an inside joke. I have this little African drum that he was playing one day, body rolling. And I was like, that sounds like a mating call. He's like, yeah, that's when you know it's time to go. And it was one time we were over here. My girlfriend came over
before
to visit.
The high turn, because you started dancing to me beating on the drum. And I was just like, yeah, that's kind of sexy. That's how it initially started. It was an accident.
No.
And then,
one of my girlfriends came over.
One
to
of
Nora.
My friends was over here, yes. Noah.
And he started playing the drum, and I just bust out laughing. And she was like, this sounds like a mating call.
No,
I'm going to go.
Damn straight it
no,
is.
You didn't. She was like, I'm going to leave. And then eventually I told her, I was like, girl, yes. That's exactly what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Nasty. But yeah, we don't have no mating calls now.
Ain't none of that.
Man. I've been trying to get a code word so that he knows when I'm
hey, them, we ain't gonna talk about
I'm not
that
gonna,
again.
I'm not gonna tell them what my code word is because then everybody's gonna know my code word. But he doesn't like
hell, I don't know your damn code word.
You do
well,
know
I do
my
that
code phrase.
You don't use an ignorant ass thing enough times.
I was like, we should have a phrase because the big thing is like, you know, the opportunity is like lightning striking. You gotta find a time where the 6-year-old is occupied and then the twins are napping or, you know, stuck somewhere where they can't get out for a certain amount of time. Plus, you know, we now have Portia here, so we're not trying to gross her out. So it's like all about that. And
like
then,
she ain't even grossed out about her parents.
Exactly. So trying to find the perfect opportunity and making sure the other person is on, like, they understand what's happening is kind of difficult for us. So I was like, because he thinks that I catch his clues. And I don't be catching his clues.
Clues be obvious.
No,
get out.
They don't.
His and then she says that, and then her clues be, I'm like, I thought, I'm supposed to pick up on that?
He'll be like, can I give one of your clues? Your exact clues? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll tell me exactly what he's getting ready to do. And then
I don't normally tell her what I'm, I don't tell Angel nothing. And when I look at you dead in your eye and say something like that, if y'all could see what I'm doing, I'm like, and she's like, okay.
I don't get it. So I'm saying,
well, how do you not get that?
Because I have 3 kids and my brain is everywhere. That's why I'm like, it's not enough. This, the way you're doing it is not enough for me to know.
So sex is different after marriage.
Is there anything?
The frequency is different.
Do you think?
Oh, after kids, I mean.
Yeah, after marriage.
Shit, marriage too.
Do you think there's anything different too with marriage after kids?
I said freedom, right?
That is the thing you miss.
Oh, okay. No, that's the biggest thing. That thing that sticks out. Because people be like, "Is it different?" I'd be like, "Yeah, they cock block." Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it. You asked. I'm gonna tell you.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. I feel like...
it was so bad at the when they were younger. Sorry.
What? Trying to get some?
Yeah. I would get so irritated. I wanted to plug both of them in the forehead. They would wake up at the worst time possible. Like, it couldn't... You think of the absolute worst time. They'll wake up at a worse time than that. Every time.
Yeah.
Like, the government came and took these boys. I don't think I'd mind right now.
I feel like, not just with them, I feel like we are sometimes, like, out of sync with each other as far as in, like, I'm tired a lot with these boys. Like, obviously, any mother of twins knows what I'm talking about. And I have a lot of energy, but in the evenings, you know, when it's probably the easiest to make something happen, I'm exhausted. So that also doesn't help. Them not being in line and messing up stuff when things are trying to happen. And then also the fact that I literally am tired by the end of the day. Look, even my head repped and got tired. Ugh. Okay, so what do you think the hardest part is with marriage after having kids? Besides, we know the big difference is sex. And yes, we know
the most important.
I would say the hardest is trying to divvy up the responsibilities for these kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of it falls on my shoulders because I don't have a traditional job.
Yeah. Go ahead. That's exactly what I was about to say is,
lies.
No, I feel like it is a large chunk of it because I know you've been dealing with them all day. So when I get home, I'm exhausted. And then when it's passed on to me, I'm like, I know she's had them all day, but I ain't got no energy to deal with them either. And I mean, what helps me deal with them when I am home is because I do miss them. So I'm able to deal with them. But it's like when it's passed on to me, it's just like, oh my God, this is not a good time for me.
And I guess it's because there are two of them. And they, luckily, these kids like Marcus more than little Marcus did as a baby. Like, these kids actually deal with big Marcus because little Marcus didn't, but he was only one of them. So it was fine. But being that it's two, it's like he might get one of them. And one of them might just be like all over him.
Yeah.
But then the other one will find me. They'll find me. Yeah.
Yeah. Usually initially when I come home, they'll both run over to me. When mm-hmm. I want to walk fast and want to crawl fast. So I pick both of them up in my arms. And that flame dies very soon. They're like, all right, good seeing you. Where's she at now?
Where's
she
at?
We tired of you.
And, I mean, obviously, Portia's here, and she helps. But I also try not to ask much of her at night because she's also been with them all day long as well. So, and it's not like we're paying buku dollars, but still, it's very hard, I feel like. Because I do try to be cognizant of the fact that it's not like my husband is sitting at a desk all day long. He's on his feet a lot at his job. So, I know he's tired. And then, you know, he goes to the gym sometimes. Now, that is by his own choice, but he goes to the gym sometimes. So I know when he gets here, he doesn't have the best energy. And then if y'all know him, sometimes doesn't have the best amount of patience. And so that makes me go, just give me my children.
Really? I don't have patience?
I didn't say you don't have patience. I said you don't always have the best amount of patience.
I concur.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can agree with that, I would think. All right, so as a parent, if you could categorize or describe yourself as a parent, what type of parent are you?
Involved. I don't know. Responsible.
I'm a parent.
I'm a good parent. I feel like I'm a good parent. I mean,
like good. That's how I would describe myself.
I don't know. I don't know if there's different levels. Either you a parent or you're not. And even if you have,
there are different types. I don't think it's levels, but
what's the types? I mean,
okay, like for instance, I am not the babying type of mother. I'm very much so, if you fall, I'm like, you be all right, get up, you're okay, you can wipe yourself off.
Yeah, this is like one little thing. I mean,
well, that's like one part of my style of type of parenting. I feel like I'm a
tough love parent. But with them, you can't be like it. I mean, I guess you can to a certain level because it's a lot of people that chase their children around and make sure they're safe every single second of the day, which we don't do that.
No.
I mean, at their age, we watch them, but I know people that have kids Marcus's age, little Marcus's age, and they still chase him around. I'm like, nah, if he falls and hurts himself, he can either walk it off or I better see some blood or a bone sticking out. If not, keep going.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, on that level, but it's so many different aspects of parenting. I can't just say, oh, I'm this type of parent.
I get that. I wish I would have looked up the different styles of parenting. I also feel like we're very much so disciplinarian type of parents, even though I think I make more threats than I do see them through because I'm tired. I'm just throwing out threats.
Yeah, Marcus is like, okay.
I'm like, I'm going to throw out all your toys. He's like, uh-huh.
And I noticed even like in my household where I grew up, silence is more. Like in most households, the mom does all the talking. Even dad, like I noticed it with little Marcus where She'd be like, get your son. He keeps doing this. And I just look at him and it's corrected immediately. For the most part, sometimes he tries this and he gets a little hard headed. But for the most part, when I speak up, which I think is hilarious, because most of the time he thinks I'm goofy and I'm joking around, which I do with him a lot. But when I look at him with that stern look, or I correct him and I'm serious, it's corrected. It's like, all right, Dad, put his foot down. I'm like, I finally got that power. I didn't think I'd ever have that with nobody.
He's like, let him feel good. I'll just stop doing what I'm doing. He needs a win today.
Meanwhile, Angel's like, you do it again, I'm going to slap you in your face.
And I don't think I say that. I do say, like, I'm going to kick you in your throat. I do say stuff like that. I do.
A lot of moms do. I mean, we can hear our neighbors yelling at their kids. I think it's hilarious. They're like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, like, that was a good one. I got to tell Angel, use that one. Like,
it happens. It happens. Yeah, I don't feel like we're very much so a soft touch. And I don't think it's because I have boys. I think I'd be way worse if I had a girl. I think I would be so much tougher, where I think my husband would be.
I think you would have to be tougher because she would be just a worthless piece of shit. Dealing with me.
He'd be like, no, she can have that. She wants a pink pony. We're getting Angel, we're getting rid of the Kia because the baby girl need a pony.
Yeah, I think it was God did us a favor. Mm-hmm. I ain't need no girl. That way I can spoil everybody else's girls and come home to my boys.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be so much worse with the hard, tough love if I had a daughter, because I just wouldn't want her to be this little delicate anything. I'd be like, no, you take these punches, right? Not in punches of life. I'm not saying I'd be punching her, but you take these punches and you let them add character to you. That's what you're gonna do.
I think I would make her aggressive though. Like, I don't think I'd make her like all delicate. Like, I still, like, you know how I try to rough up little Marcus, make sure he ain't, I think something you, I'm like, you make sure he ain't no little punk. I know you have to edit that out, but I can't think of no other way to say it. Make sure he ain't too soft or too delicate,
where he's crying about everything.
Yeah, crying about everything. Somebody messes with him or something, you know, he can kind of handle his own a little bit. I think I'd do the same with her in the same way. Like, not, oh, could your girl do this? No. Somebody messes with you, you check them.
No, you just, yeah, you're referring to that. Yeah, I just, I'm not a girl.
Or even like hurting yourself. Like, you all right, get up.
Like, because I even think about how, Marcus and his brother Pete, I remember when his sister moved into her house, there was like stuff they did for her as brothers, and I thought it was so sweet. And there's stuff that I was like, I wonder if she even knows how to do this because she has a dad and brothers. And there's like stuff that I know how to do that she doesn't know how to do because I don't have either one of those. Like, I know how to change my own tire. I know how to check my own oil. I know how to fill up my car with oil. Now, granted, I don't get oil changes like I should, but there's like a lot of stuff that would be considered like a man type of thing to do or a boy type of thing to do that I'm grateful that I know how to do, so that if you weren't around, I wouldn't be.
Yeah. And a lot of it you have. You've had flat tires, taking marks to school, and you've changed them.
Yeah.
And I know plenty of men that can't do that.
So as a parent, if I had a daughter, I would want her to, you know, I'd be grateful that she had a father here, but I'd be like, just in case mama got to put, you know, daddy down, you know, I want you to be able to, to make it in the world. So in what ways do you think you are like your parents as a parent? You know what? Chuckle all you want. In what ways do you think you're like Mr. Nate or Miss Margaret?
Mr. Nate, I am a little strict with certain things, but I do have come with a lighter touch because I know how hard it can be coming up as a kid with a parent that's too strict, which I still feel my dad was a little too strict. So I try not to take it that far with little Marcus. And then mama was like a best friend. She was like fun. She was a little close friend. She was still disciplinary, but she was still a really good friend. I feel like I had a good, you know, combination between the two. So I think I reflect both of those when it comes to, mama was a lot of fun, you know.
I feel like you've softened up some with little Marcus. I don't think you were that soft when he was younger. And I think because you've softened up some, I feel like y'all's relationship is better because, I mean, and I granted, little Marcus is extremely close to me, but before, I felt like he was always just scared to talk to you. You remember, you'd be like, come here, and his head would already be down, like, oh, God.
I don't think I saw him. I think he got numb to just nothing. No, I'm serious. Like, I don't think I've changed it, though. He just got a little older and realized I ain't that scary. I just don't want to be messing up all the time.
So you think he's adjusted, not you?
Yeah, I definitely think he's adjusted.
Mm-mm. You've adjusted some too. Right. I'm here. I watch it. You've adjusted. These twins have softened you up. You hear me? They made you putty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they softened you up. They did. I am like my mother in the fact that I am a female.
No. I feel sorry for Angel and her sisters.
Why?
When y'all hear about y'all growing up, I'm like, that just sounds horrible.
I think I had a great, crazy upbringing. I think it was great. And it was crazy at the same time. We moved around a lot. That part I could probably have done without, but now I can make friends anywhere. I know how to adapt quickly, yeah, honey.
Why you got all these crazy friends now?
I do have a lot of crazy friends. But no, I liked my upbringing. I didn't even realize that a father was really necessary until last year. Is when I realized, no, it's, you know.
No, I don't even say, it wasn't even the upbringing. It was y'all. Like, the stuff that y'all, I'm like, what?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was, you know, we'll have to save that for another podcast. It was crazy. But I'm trying to think, how am I like my mother? I want to be, my mother now is, wants to be extremely involved in my life. And I feel the same way about little Marcus. When I was younger, she worked so much that just wasn't possible. She was a single mom, so like she wasn't at a lot of stuff. She was at stuff. It's not like I don't remember her at things, but she wasn't like the room parent or anything like that. Like, I am that person now, but my life allows me to be that way, so it's not like I'm judging her. Her life did not allow her to be that way. So the desire to be very much so a part of my child's life is something that I know my mother is like big on now. So in that way, I feel like we're the same, and we're not dream crushers. My mother's all about dreams. Now I feel like I'm a little more realistic with my son than my mother is with me, because I'm like, with track, I'm like, you're not gonna be the fastest person on the team because you haven't been training off season. So I just don't want you to be upset about that, because I'm not about to be wiping your tears all season long because you upset.
What's a dream? The child's raised. Like,
what you mean?
They ain't support. That's all right. That's a double different conversation.
But I'm like, you can get faster this season. And if you want to be one of the fastest runners, then you need to let us know and we'll get you in sports during the off season. So I just wanted him to understand, yo, if this is what you want to do, that's cool. You're just not ready to do that this season. So we're going to end with this last question. Marcus, we're going to give them the keys to how to sneak and get some nookie if you've got kids in your house. What do you think are some of the better techniques that we've had to use?
Ain't no technique. You got to occupy them little bastards.
Well, what are ways that you occupy?
Videos that if they are a certain age, videos that they like, put on a movie. If they old enough to send them outside, do that.
Go outside, play the backyard.
If they young, try to get them to sleep. I mean, I ain't got no secret.
I think, no, we...
NyQuil, Robitussin.
No, we never drugged our children. But little Marcus, your baby can read, was the perfect amount of time.
Yeah, when he was their age, yeah.
Yeah, we would put him in his high chair. We would set him in front of the TV. Your baby can read.
That was like Joe or Avant coming on.
It was love making music. You know, that was our signal then. When you heard that DVD go in, it was like,
yeah, we wasn't even playing. You just hear the DVD. Get shoes. Let's go.
We would put him in his high chair and put him in front of the TV to watch it, and he would be just as content as can be. We don't really have a technique with these twins yet. They're a little crazy. So, we got to figure out one.
Yeah. Let me know if you come up with something.
Look, he's like, please do. We also all about not, you know, traditional places to, like, have hanky-panky. You got to sometimes think out of the box as far as in where it goes down. Because sometimes, you know,
yeah,
the bedroom is just not really available. It's like, or it becomes really obvious. It's just like, it's the middle of the day. We're going to go and take a nap.
Why'd y'all do it closed and locked? Yeah, well, since when did y'all take naps?
Right. Naps with the TV on. Yeah. Loud. Like, what is that? So sometimes that doesn't really work out. So you got to sometimes think outside of the box, outside of the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always good to have a rather spacious vehicle.
So Priuses, you're just not, you might as well do it outside. It's just not a good idea. Any other good tip? Have code language. I'm telling you, that's the reason why it worked with Lil Marcus. The code language was that music. We got to get a good code language.
I still got some 4th of July.
Bow, what the? It's time for me to get
some. Why is he lighting off stuff in the house?
So yeah, get a good. See, I want to do. See, I want the code to be something like. Okay, I'm not going to give y'all my current code, but I want the code to be something like, you know, macaroni's not good for you. I want the code to be something like that. Because it stands out and it has nothing to do with.
We're going
to
talk about standing out and the stuff how you say to you. You'd be like, okay, if I say macaroni's good for you, with Marcus, it's pasta and cheese. I mean,
no. No, that is not, that's not, no. I think it should be something to stay. What do you think it should be?
I don't know. I come up with, it don't matter what I think it should be. You ain't gonna get it no way.
No, so Marcus would be like, there's water running. There's water running, Angel.
Like I said, I don't tell Angel nothing that I'm doing. If I look her dead in her eyes and I say something like, the tires need to be rotated on your car. Just like it.
And I'd be
why
like,
why don't you just go rotate it, bitch?
It doesn't stand out enough. It needs to be like a quirky type of thing. It doesn't stand out.
Shut up.
I'm trying to tell you.
It doesn't stand out.
It doesn't. If you really want some, you're going to understand that you need to come up with something that stands out.
I'm going to come up with something that really stands out. Okay. My mama heard that.
So answer the question below. What do you, if you had to come up with your own code word that you didn't want, if you had a room full of people around and you didn't want anybody to know what you were talking about, what would your code phrase or word be? Leave it either in the comments below the YouTube video or in my Twitter using the hashtag ITGTCAA. I remembered it this time.
See, yeah. I feel like you shouldn't need no code word. It should be a look. A look should do it all.
Marcus, but you all, no.
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 I've gotten your looks.
You've gotten
you actually
looks.
Give them. You don't need no code word?
Well, because my lips usually also are accompanied with me doing something really ornery to you.
No, it ain't.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because you're too damn silly. You know how I give a look. It wasn't silly about it.
Yeah, anytime I give you a look, you laugh at me.
Because it's always something ignorant. You can just kind of give like a subtle look. You got to do something real ignorant.
I don't understand how my looks aren't like, I don't think me doing this.
Demonstrate a look. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm saying. Okay. I know y'all ain't going to see this. But
okay, those who are watching, I'll be like.
No, it ain't what type of stuff you do. Or you do it after like, she'll take a sip of some wine, then look over me up and do something like that.
I don't do that. It'd be like this. You know macaroni is better. You know macaroni.
Anyway, close this up so you can start editing.
All right, so make sure you all leave us in the comments below what you would want, or if you have one, what your code word is or code phrase is using the hashtag ITGTCAA.
Use code name so your family don't know what you're talking
about. They didn't hear the hashtag. Hashtag ITGTCAA. And you can either leave it underneath the YouTube video or at my Twitter, which is at Angel the Actress. As always, follow me on all my social media stuff. I just started Snapchat, and I don't know what my handle is on Snapchat. I think it's at Angel the Actress. And then it's the same on Instagram at Angel the Actress. And on Facebook, I am at That Chick Angel TV. And as always, please subscribe to this podcast. It's on iTunes as well as SoundCloud. We would love to have some new listeners. Please share it.
Oh, I'm on Periscope.
Marcus is on Periscope. Big Marcus at 2782. Yeah. Go ahead, check him out. He Periscopes probably once every 2 weeks. So, yeah, he's doing it. Yeah. All right, guys. We will check you guys out next Wednesday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.